A lot of time this week spent on Senate Bill 43, which is, as many of the pieces of legislation we've talked about so far this session, Senator, have been, relate to tort reform that we thought was taken care of, but has been since changed by one court case.
That's exactly right, because that is very accurate. So much of the so-called tort reform that we've been doing were actually reforms that were implemented back in 2005 and then suffered an upheaval through judicial opinions issued in 2010. And it's interesting how when there's no intention and no requirement in Missouri for the judiciary to consider the legislative intent, that sometimes they can issue opinions that are very contrary from the legislative standpoint you would have thought was very clear. At the very root of the issue that we were addressing this week is the difference between a contributing or a motivating factor in a case of employment discrimination. If someone were dismissed by an employer and claimed that they were being dismissed because they were a female, for example, and of course women are a protected class, and so they could claim that contributed to their dismissal, that they might have been underperforming, there might have been any number of things that actually resulted in the dismissal. But with that term contributing, it's hard to define that. It just says somewhere in the stack of things that may have resulted in a dismissal, this just has to appear. It doesn't have to appear in bold print, it just has to appear. And it's very difficult when there is a protected class that suffers a dismissal to prove that there was nothing in the consideration for their employment that was involved, unless there's significant amount of documentation which addresses their underperformance so that there's just no way to defend their performance. And so in 2005, that term was changed to motivating. It had to be a motivating factor. The burden then upon the person who was dismissed to demonstrate that it really was more because of their gender than it was because of their performance on the job. And that was a significant improvement. All of us in the legislature at the time felt like, in the way those court cases, I guess, were adjudicated. But then in 2010, a court decided that contributing and motivating meant exactly the same thing. Motivating really just meant contributing. And all of a sudden, we were right back where we started. And so this was legislation to try to correct that. It was interesting. Most of the several hours, I think we were on the floor for, 12 hours or so, trying to work through and finally resolve that bill, which we were able to do and did pass some restoration of the intentions that had been overturned. The amendment that was actually on the floor for most of that time was to add, essentially sodomy as a protected class. I think the acronym that they use is LGBT, and historically, most of those have fit under the category of sodomy. So I looked at that and I thought, why would we add that as a protected class? But be that as it may, much of the debate covered around that amendment that was offered was defeated, and eventually a Senate committee substitute was perfected with some compromises that addressed the concerns that had been expressed. So I was happy to see us able to do that and get it finished this week. It did take most of the week, and so we didn't get a lot of other things done other than some work on some consent bills, which are non-controversial and don't really affect the budget.
This week, I believe we saw the names, potential names of those who could be replacement judges on the state Supreme Court.
We did. The panel came out. I don't have the list of the judges in front of me. Someone read the names to me, and I don't think I recognized any of those names, so I don't have personal knowledge of each one. It did, I'm told by some who did know, recognize the names. It did conform to what we have become very critical of in terms of the Missouri court plan and how it works. That was implemented back, I think, in the 1945 Constitution when it was rewritten. There have been a lot of people raved about how effective it has been, but one of the concerns that we've seen repeated again and again, essentially the Missouri bar, the attorneys are the ones that pick replacement Supreme Court justices. And the method that they do that, some people understand and know, but a lot of folks don't, is that they present to the governor a three-person panel in terms of those are the short list that he has, and he must pick a judge from that panel to be the next appointed judge. In this case, it would be appointment to the Missouri Supreme Court to replace Judge Teitelman, who sadly passed away this last year. And so Governor Greitens would have to pick one of the names out of those three off that list. And what the bar has typically done is they have given us, if we had any kind of conservative governor or conservative legislature that wanted someone who was constitutional in their mindset, what they have typically done is they would give us three judges, two of which were very clearly demonstrated as liberals, and one which was not quite so liberal. It was always pretty obvious which one they intended for the governor to pick or expected him to. And it's a way that they have been able to box in governors in the the past, and now Governor Greitens, so that they really couldn't have the kind of justice on the Supreme Court that they believe would represent the interests of the people and protect the Constitution. But it would be more a judge that was picked by fellow attorneys and fellow judges. And I would really like to see us change that. I would like to see us go to the federal model, where the governor appoints a judge to the appellate and Supreme Court when there are vacancies, and he receives advice from the Senate, and then eventually must have the consent of the Senate in order for that judge to serve. I believe it's worked very well at the federal level and would work just as well in Missouri. One of the things that's been confused with the court plan for years and by a lot of people is the change in our impeachment process that came about with that same Constitution. And there are some in the legal profession who would like to have that confused, because they would like for the people that really do like the Missouri court plan to think that the impeachment change was a part of that. It was not. I've studied that very thoroughly. But a lot of Missourians don't realize that we do impeachments like no other state in the union. In Missouri, impeachments are brought very similar to most states. They're brought by the House of Representatives. Articles of impeachment are written, and then a vote must be taken and passed that an elected official, in this case maybe a judge, should be impeached. Then that recommendation would go to the Senate. That's the way it's done in Washington, D.C. That's the way it's done in about 45 other states. But in Missouri, that's not the way it's done. In Missouri, the House of Representatives writes articles of impeachment, gains enough support to pass those articles of impeachment out of the House, but they're not sent to the Senate. They are sent to the Missouri Supreme Court. And then the court is the one that sets a panel and decides whether or not those charges are valid. One of the problems that's kind of inherently obvious in that is over the last decades in Missouri, 80% of all impeachments have been of judges. And so it's the old, some people say, fox in the hen house problem. And I've worked for years to try to return those impeachment trials to the Senate. I believe that's the proper place. Impeachment is a political process. It's not a legal process. No one goes to jail because they're impeached. The consequences of a successful impeachment, of a conviction in impeachment, is that you are removed from office. That's what impeachment means. It means you are moved out. You are removed. That's the penalty. Now, if someone has broken the law, then we have the court system and the legal system to deal with that, and they can be charged with a crime, etc. But nowhere do you see criminal activity as being the main source of impeachment. Impeachment is typically because someone has either violated the constitutional requirements that they have for their office, or they've made some very bad mistakes in either their personal life or some other fashion. If you look historically at the federal level, you'll see impeachments happening for something as what we would consider as minor as swearing from the bench. That really needs to be understood. I would like to see us move that trial back into the Senate. I'd like to see us address the Missouri court plan in a way that makes sure that we have better candidates that the governor is able to pick from. And I think maybe because of the panel and the way this panel was picked, we may have the motivation to go forward with that.